This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep winter and the first full week of the squashy Osage moon and the third week of the sun in Capricorn. The last Christmas cacti are blossoming near my greenhouse windows, safe from the wind on the other side. My winter tomatoes hold without moving to their trellises. The red and pink and white geraniums brought in from the autumn bloom and then fall and then bloom again. I have a journal of the greenhouse as well as of the outside cycles, and I keep a planting and nature log, and I carefully measure the natural progress of the year. But now I'm losing interest in the records of that progress like I do every winter, and I'm turning to plants that change the least. I want things to stay the way they are. I don't really care, I guess, if spring equinox comes, because I'm comfortable with the limits of winter right now. I'm content with the finite number of species that hide with me from the cold. I know this static world better than I will ever know the new emerging world. And since the end of October, I've kept the season stable and warm, and even the white flies and the mealybugs have contributed to equilibrium, their hunger offsetting growth. At night, I stand together with the plants around me. I identify with them and hide with them behind this glass wall. And I feel our alliance and our common purpose. No April birds are singing, and there are no fireflies or crickets to mark the passage of the year and of my life, and no signs that any of this could ever end. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep winter and the second week of the squashy Osage fruit moon. In the meantime, hunker down inside your cave, suspended from the passage of time.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.